I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today we remember our loved ones who have passed from this earthly life. Last Sunday we remembered our military men and women who gave their lives so that we can enjoy a life of peace, or relative peace. In the midst of Halloween and Veterans Day, we seem to have missed talking about All Souls and All Saints' Days. We do seem, however, to be in the season of remembrance, and we do so with heartfelt gratitude. We remember our loved ones, those whose examples we are following, and are learning from those examples that were not so worthy to be followed. Those who have gone before us have laid the foundation of who we are today. Many are remembered very often, some not so often, but this is an opportunity to remember them all. Many of our forebears are saints in their own rights. Many were noteworthy from our congregation. There were such. This is not to say that they fall in the category of "let us now praise famous men." But even at St. George, there have been many men and women who sacrificially gave their time, talent, and treasure so that our church has weathered the test of time. Just as then, many continue where they left off, in simple and not so simple ways, in silence, in private, but all for the glory of God. Joan was such a person, one of the gentle, humble saints of St. George. I can still remember her standing at the entrance to the sanctuary, bulletins in hand, to greet all who came in to worship. She's greatly missed. From the Gospel, we heard that Jesus was friends with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Yes, Jesus was their family friend. Mark wrote that he loved them. However, when Jesus heard that Lazarus was ill, he delayed going to see him. It was 4 days before he arrived. Martha ran out to meet him and told Jesus that if he had come earlier, her brother would not have died. Nevertheless, she believed that Jesus was still able to do whatever his Father God wanted him to do. Mary had stayed home, maybe to finish the cooking so Jesus could have a good meal after his long journey, to make sure the house was in good shape, or just to be a good hostess. This does not mean that Mary did not believe like her sister Martha did. She too told Jesus that if he had been there, her brother would not have died. You see, in life, in the family, there is space for the two kinds of sisters, or people on the whole. Jesus assured Martha that her brother would rise again. She agreed he would rise again in the last resurrection, the resurrection on the last day. Maybe by this time, Martha is a little impatient to see what Jesus could still do for her brother, or what measures he would use to comfort his friends. "Jesus, your friend Lazarus is dead. What are you going to do?" I don't think that Martha was necessarily thinking that when Jesus said, "Your brother will rise again," that it would be then. Yes, he will rise again on the last day. Then Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." And the question, do you believe this? Martha answered, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God." Is this a difficult thing to understand? What would your answer be? Do you believe this? Yes, it is necessary to believe that Jesus is who he said he is. Jesus is the resurrection. Jesus is the life. We need only believe, and then we will never die. Mortal death is not the final story for anyone who believes in Jesus. Jesus died a physical death on the cross to reconcile to us to the Father God, but was erected after 3 days. He offers us a similar passage in our life. As long as we believe in him, we will rise again. Not after 3 days like he did, but when he returns to gather those who believe in him. I pray today that we all can say wholeheartedly like Martha, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Son of God." Each Sunday when we meet to worship, we recite the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed. The creed consists of the tenets of our faith, the core values of what we believe. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. And the Nicene Creed concludes, "We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come." In a few minutes, we will say the Apostles' Creed together. As we do so, let us allow the words to speak to us in a new way. May we have a new awareness to recommit our belief in God. Amen.